Good morning. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms have developed across parts of the Adirondacks and central and western New York early this morning. So a few places getting a little bit of wet weather early on, while most of interior New York and New England remains dry. The sky is not quite as clear as the last few mornings, with some cloud cover off the tops of the convection out to the north and west blowing through. So let's say a partly sunny start. A little bit more humidity in the air this morning as well, with temperatures mainly in the 60s with some 50s across the higher terrain. As we go through the day today, we'll see a few of those scattered showers and thunderstorms pass by, especially across northern New York, the Champlain Valley, and extreme northern Vermont. The rest of the region, one or two passing showers, but that's about it, as temperatures climb into the lower and middle 80s on average. A warm front pushing through the region tonight will keep skies mostly cloudy, and we run the risk at a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms as the humidity continues to build. Muggy overnight lows, mainly in the lower to mid-60s. Behind the warm front, the humidity will really start to build in tomorrow. With mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms will be likely. And as jet stream energy gets more intense through the region, acting on that humidity, some of the thunderstorms could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours, especially late in the afternoon tomorrow and into the evening hours. Still, with partial sunshine, highs should be in the lower 80s. The front will take its time moving through here late Wednesday night and into the morning on Thursday with additional showers, then some clearing Thursday afternoon with highs back into the lower 80s. Still some question as to how the weekend weather will evolve, but it does look dry Friday and Saturday. But there is the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms by the end of the weekend or early next week. We'll have more on that as we get deeper into the week and the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern high plains. A deepening low across the plains of eastern Colorado will help reinforce upslope flow today. As a result, 2 points in eastern Colorado should be in the lower to middle 50s, allowing moderate instability to develop by afternoon. Thunderstorms should initiate in the Front Range, foothills, and on the Cheyenne Ridge by early afternoon, with convection moving south-southeastward across the Colorado High Plains. The instability, combined with shear of 40 to 45 knots, should support the development of supercells with large hail. The greatest potential for hail should exist early in the event, when storms are likely to be discrete. As cell coverage increases, several clusters of convection may organize, increasing the wind damage potential. The Oklahoma and western Texas panhandles could possibly be affected by the stronger cells during the early evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time last Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Batna, Algeria at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time last Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 50 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 56, 68% relative humidity, a south wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 84 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 69, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.13 inches, which is 19 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 16.69 inches for the season, which is 1.03 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 83. That's 6 above normal. And 118 for the season, which is 11 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1943. and the record low 44 in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs near 80. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms likely, some with heavy downpours, lower 80s. Showers on Thursday morning, then some sunshine, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the lower 80s. More humid Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.